This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour now as we add energy and excitement to your day. This is the DJV show. I'm Doug, excited to be here with you. And so is Victoria Keenan. I can speak for her because I know how she is excited to communicate with the masses, Kara Schilling. But it isn't a mass, it's one at a time. We think about this as one person at a time listening, as we are listening one person at a time to the others who are speaking here. So feel free to contribute, if you will. The Twitter handle is at DJV Show, or at On Air Victoria, or at C. Schilling, or at Doug Steffen. Help yourself. Posted a couple of things on Facebook and get to that. I want to get to the couple of items from China here that are of interest and import, I think, to most people. The tariffs that are being considered to punish the Chinese for various things, but then there's the sort of step back because we have just borrowed a lot of money or agreed to borrow a lot more money, and the treasuries that the Chinese hold are over $1 trillion, the bonds. We put up bonds. That's how it works, you know, how governments do their business. They borrow money using bonds. So they put out a treasury. The Treasury Department puts out a bond or a bunch of bonds, and they just put out a bond for $1 trillion, and the Chinese step up to the plate using our money. I don't know whether it's stupid. I don't like that word, although I've used it in the last few days.
It can be applied to several things.
but it doesn't think about it for a moment. We complain about Chinese goods. We go borrow them. We don't like doing business with the Chinese. But yet they are holding so many dollars, so many American dollars, for the products that you have bought from them. And they're loaning your money back to you. That's basically what this is all about.
Yep.
And so as we sell more debt, the tax cuts and that sort of thing require borrowing, they say, in the short term. We'll see about that. But at any rate, the people put the bonds out there. Somebody's going to buy that stuff. And so the taxpayer pays higher interest rate because we're in debt as highly as we are. We're in debt more than any other group, organization, country. We're in serious hock. Whether you realize that you go living you live your life and everything goes along, unless you get that iRobot guy to cancel all the debt, then we have lots of debt. Matter of fact, at the moment, it's 34 cents out of every dollar you pay in your taxes goes to pay down the interest on the debt. Imagine that. 34 cents of every dollar pays just the interest on what has been borrowed by the U.S. government.
So, can I ask a financial question? When Clinton, when people talk about the surplus when Clinton left office, does that mean we had no national debt?
It means we had more money in the bank to pay our obligations than we needed. That's what the surplus. We did have some debt, but it was less than $1 trillion when George Bush came in and we went to war in Iraq.
And then it went
over
up.
The
yep.
court, it went up $3 trillion, bingo, like that. And it's gone up because of mostly military spending. That's where most of the debt comes from. There are other things. Military spending and the entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, all of those things that you can't mess with in the budget because they are, what do they call it, the third rail. You can't fiddle with stuff like that because people want it. They have paid into it, and they expect it back again. What doesn't become part of this conversation, which ought to, because I say this lovingly, the unsophisticated American voter, unsophisticated American citizen, doesn't realize that the same thing is happening. We hear all the politicians talking about borrowing from Medicare, so there's not really any money, or not, well, Medicare and Social Security, but also the government borrows or takes the money from the airline trust fund. You know, there's a lot of yammering these days about how badly the pilots are complaining about the air traffic control system because it's so archaic. The reason it hasn't been replaced is because you look at your ticket. $6 of every single ticket that you buy, I know this because I buy lots of airplane tickets. So I look at what the ride costs, $250, yet there's another $70 on the ticket. What's that for? Well, it's for the local taxes, it's for state taxes, it's for the airline trust fund, it's for all of these things. And so out of that $6 is supposed to, that's supposed to be tucked away someplace so that the money would be used to keep airports running and to keep airports up to date and the air system, the air traffic control system up to date. Well, if you look, for example, there's always construction going on at Massport. Airports everywhere. I've been in and out of a dozen airports in the past month. I've seen all kinds of activity building-wise at all of them. Salt Lake was huge infrastructure change there. Denver, they're adding on to the airport there. Boston is. Los Angeles is. Where else have I been? Charlotte is. Anyway, the point is that all that is coming not from the airline trust fund like it's supposed to, but they've raised local taxes so that there is this the incredible grab of your money. I'm wondering who's going to have any money left if it keeps going this way. And so the airline trust fund is raided and used for other things. There's no money in it. Now, the next thing, here's Trump coming along. We got to fix our infrastructure. Got to fix the roads. Got to fix the bridges. The only problem with that is that the trust fund, the highway trust fund that is supposed to pay for all that, guess how much money is in that? Zero. Zippo. Nothing. Nada. Because that's been used for other pet projects. They say they're borrowing it and it'll be put back. Really? Well, there hasn't been any money in the highway trust fund for 12 years. It was borrowed first for the war in Iraq and has never been put back again. And the same thing is true with the airline trust fund. So these phony balonies, these big BSing politicians who tell you, oh, yeah, everything's, yeah, we're going to take care of all that stuff. It's going to be on your back. And so that's why the taxes went up. The road taxes on gasoline went up. They say, well, it's because the cars are more efficient now. We got electric cars and people are not using as much gas. So we have to up it. No, that's a big damn lie. That isn't it at all. They've taken all the money that was in the fund created by the taxes and used it for other things. And you don't realize that. So, you know, you can check that out in your Snopes or Snoops or Smepper or whatever. You'll find it to be true. All right, so anyway, also, whilst we are in China, little people in the news, this is the story of Michael Roana, 24 years of age, charged for breaking a thumb off of a terracotta warrior. What a dope. Ugh. Ever been the terracotta warriors? I remember going, I made a day trip out of it when we were in China. It's a fascinating, if you've heard the story of the terracotta warrior, right?
I am not familiar with this. Nope.
Okay.
Don't assume anything.
I shot. All right. So here's the story of the terracotta warriors. There is a place in China, and I'm trying to remember the name of the town, which I couldn't pronounce anyway, begins with a T or an S. At any rate, not important where it is, but we went down there. I had gone, how many years ago was that? I went. It was in the late 1990s. I took the kids, and they were both in college at the time, and Tony, my former wife, we all went to China for 10 days at the behest of the Chinese government. They wanted me to broadcast, and I did. And it was, you know, when things were beginning to really heat up in terms of the cultural exchanges that were going on. So, anyway, we went down to the Terracotta Warrior headquarters, where they were found. These are ancient Chinese symbols, shall we say. They are statues of warriors that are thousands of years old, that the Chinese basically buried in a tomb. And they were discovered when Mao Zedong came in after World War II, they were discovered. And there are thousands of them. And they've now been displayed around the country and around the world in various, you know, the usual museum stuff. So this dummy goes into the Philadelphia Institute, the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia, where the Terracotta Warriors are being displayed now, and he breaks off a thumb from one of the
Was this by accident, or did he try to take a souvenir?
No, I don't. I think he was trying to take a souvenir. He basically stole it. It's stuck in his pocket. So anyway, the FBI investigated, and this guy...
The FBI, really?
Right, yep,
exactly. Oh, boy. Oh, that's taxpayer dollars well spent.
Yep, anyway, so... the Chinese have asked for this person to be prosecuted, and if you look at this, you can look at the security cameras. There's a picture of the Terracotta Warrior before this guy walked by, and after he walked by, there was no thumb. So,
They have the guy on footage then. They've
Oh no, they've got him. Oh no, they've identified the guy. He lived in Delaware and took the souvenir home.
How stupid.
So he's accused of theft of an artwork, concealment of the artwork, interstate transportation of the artwork. Stories in today's New York Times, you can see.
Yeah, I just Googled it. It's on CNN, too. They've got the footage of it. But
yeah,
the
Worth, supposedly, the thumb is worth $4.5 million. The statue, maybe.
I don't know what the thumb is going to be worth.
Right.
How stupid.
I mean, he was there with some of his friends, and he told the story. They all went back home together, and on the ride home, he told them that he had stolen the thumb or broken it off. People are made.
You're in a museum. Yeah. How do you not think that there's cameras everywhere?
Well,
you're
but not the going museum then caught. Had to apologize to the Chinese government.
Yeah.
A sticky wicket. All right. 19 after the hour here on the DJB show. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Those of you who are following, by the way, 23 and change after the hour, DJV Showtime with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen, the focus on the Black Panther. This is some of the music which has been very successful along with the movie itself. Not only was the movie number one at the box office this past weekend, I bet it will be again this weekend, but number one on the Billboard chart is the soundtrack. Kendrick Lamar, The Weeknd, Khalid, James Blake. 154,000 sales over the weekend, and it's gone up 52,000 since then. If you have not seen The Black Panther, it's a Marvel superhero movie. It's quite a treat, actually. I found it to be a very interesting study. I said to the ladies, Forrest Whitaker, you don't, when you first look at him, you don't recognize it's him because of the makeup. And the way they do Michael J., what's his, Michael F. Brown, what's his
Michael
name?
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. His makeup is pretty interesting as well. So if you haven't seen Wakanda yet, it's really well done. It was the same set was used in Captain America: Civil War. They just cleverly moved some things around in it, but that's the, you know, that's how they do this stuff. They
it's
use lots
amazing
of
how they're. I mean, I'm sure plenty of it is CGI, but it's just it's amazing to see how they make like totally different worlds.
Yep, they have done that, and much of it was shot in various places here in America and in Africa. So it's a good movie. You might want to check it out. 25 after the hour. Music news now. This time it's Kesha who's in the focus. She's announced that she's putting off several upcoming concert dates because she had got her knee fixed. She said in a statement that she is sick with sadness. Quote, it's my biggest joy in life to share my music with my fans all over the world, but I have to follow my doctor's orders and undergo surgery. I say, Kesha, you should go see another doctor. I've got the same problem you do, and I'm getting it treated by my physical therapist and the acupuncture lady, and by I don't want people messing around with my knees. You can really mess stuff up. The younger you are, the better it is. She fell during a concert a week or so ago. She tore her ACL, which is what I did picking up the dog last summer. She was in Dubai. A lot of entertainers are going to Dubai. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
big money.
Oh, yeah, a lot of money. A lot of money there. So anyway, the North American tour is supposed to start in Phoenix on June 6th. Looks like that'll go off as scheduled. So if you're a Kesha fan, that's that information. I'm a Mavis Staples fan, so this is for me and us who love the Staples singers. And Mavis, who is the Grammy in more ways than one, she's the granny and Grammy, the granny of the Staples singers and the Grammy-winning singer. Headliners for the Chicago Blues Festival have been announced the weekend of June 8th to the 10th. And they're opening on Friday night with the celebration of the 65th anniversary of Del Mar Records. And these blues artists, like harpist Little Walter, he's going to be on Saturday evening. Staples close out the weekend on Sunday. Mavis and the Staples singer. This is one of their most fabulous tunes. Crank this up, Carol, would you believe? Hit me! I love this song. Hit me! I'll take you there. How can you not love this? This year marks the 35th Annual Blues Festival in Chicago. Headliners performing nightly at the Pritzker Pavilion in Millennium Park. Music also available daily on three other stages. It's a free festival put on by the city of Chicago, which is kind of interesting. But the Mavis, the Staples singers are from Chicago. That's why they're big. They're rooted in it. I saw them when we went to the Farm Aid concert in Chicago. That was 3 years ago, I think. But she's just energy.
She's
just
her.
Fabulous. She is. She's got just such a great attitude about stuff. Good for her and good for us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effect of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Four after the hour. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the ladies of the DJV show. At least two-thirds of them are here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the air with me, imagining how wonderful we can make the world with conversation. The site of the day today is biography.com. I every once in a while throw one of these out for the ladies. The best one, however, ever for Victoria was, what was it,
Big Brandless. Deal?
Brandless.com. That's it. She loves that.
That has changed my world. My mom is obsessed with it now, too.
Really?
It's great. Oh, my gosh.
Nancy's working it over, huh?
Oh, yeah. She can never get the website to work, which is her own operator error. It's not the site, but, yeah.
Right. She and I would be great friends, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Biography.com captures the most gripping, surprising, fascinating stories about famous people, their life, sometimes their last day. The decisions in their lives that changed everything. Great story about Winston Churchill in there. Biggest breaks in people's lives, defining opportunities. And the reason that I like it is because we can all look at it and see what people did when they failed, they succeeded. There are like 7,000 biographies there. And every day there's something new about somebody who's in there, compelling things that all help us understand how other people are, compare yourself to them, what can you do to make your life better, what can you learn from them, all that sort of stuff. I love to learn, and that's a great place to learn. So biography.com. I wonder, as a matter of fact, I believe already, but I'm not sure about this, that Nicholas Cruz is in there. They often put in biography that people are involved in the news of the day. And so the continuing focus on what happened in Florida with him, I thought it was compelling. Maybe is, I'm not sure whether the story that Ariana Lopez told was I don't know what word I'd use for it. You tell me after I tell you the story of this young lady who was a very close friend. She describes herself as a friend of Nicholas Cruz. She says she told school officials on lots of times over the last year or so that she was concerned about his weird behavior. So with that, she actually, I think, was interviewed on one of the TV shows. She said, quote, he used to sell knives out of his lunchbox to other students. She thought that was insane. She said, you can't have knives in school. But he would bring them to school and sell them. He also would talk about how he sympathized with terrorists and terrorism. And he said anybody that was against terrorism or terrorists ought to be killed. So she said, anyway, she hid in one of the closets to escape the shooting. He had a girlfriend that was a friend of hers. Apparently that's how she knew him. And he beat her up all the time. And that was one of the things that she reported to authorities, and they obviously didn't take it seriously. He talked about killing my parents, his parents, our friends, killing boyfriends and girlfriends. He would hit
his girlfriend.
Why
was she friends with him then?
Threaten. Well, she wasn't. She claims to have been a friend of her. Her best friend was his girlfriend, and that's how she knew him, at least according to.
He had a girlfriend?
Yeah, amazing, huh? Oh. He would threaten her, beat her up, threatened to kill her family and her friends. He threatened to kill her for talking to other guys. This guy
maybe that's the
been.
Only reason she was dating him anymore was she was too scared to break up with him and that he would kill people. I don't understand, though. I mean, I feel like domestic violence is one of the greatest, what's the word? A lot of people who do domestic violence end up killing people, at least those people that they are abusing. And so if this was reported, if she seriously reported that someone was being abused and no one took that seriously, that is a very, very big mistake.
Yep.
Well, you gotta, I wonder, frankly, about the parents, these or the couple who hosted Cruz in their home, James and Kimberly Sneed. They said they couldn't see anything wrong. They were shocked. They either are tone deaf, they're out to lunch, or they pay no attention to whoever's. You're not this odd, and nobody notices it. If all of the classmates noticed it, this young lady said, quote, he was the only person that we could think of that would do something like this because it was obvious he had the power to do it. Everybody knew he had not only the knives that he was selling in school, but everybody knew he had guns. They all knew he had guns. The school knew he had guns.
Yep.
Local authorities knew he had guns. What? How much more do you need? Yeah, you think about the emotions that come from a tragedy like this. The shock, people, oh, it's shocking. The sadness, the complete waste of lives, the families whose lives are ruined because of this. And we get full of indignation and rage. And then we direct it at the NRA, which is appropriate to a point. Then we direct our anger to politicians, which is appropriate to a point. And then we go through all of these things. Have we reached a cultural flashpoint where we actually are going to fix it? Or is this more an indication of how divided and unequal our country is? There are those people who are defenders of gun rights who refer to people who want to curb their rights as snobs and elitists, and they want to destroy their culture on that side. There's that. And then the gun people dig in their heels, and So maybe the action that's going to come in the next couple of weeks with that march on Washington with the youngsters, I think you're going to see a lot more people than you think you're going to see showing up there. I think it's going to be, I bet you there are a million people that show up in Washington.
I hope
day.
So.
Seriously. Trains will be full. Planes will be full. Buses will be full. You won't be able to drive into the city. Have to walk in down that street. What is it, Georgia Avenue that you live on, Kara, or just off Georgia Avenue in Silver Spring?
Yeah, around
parking
there.
Parking and going down there.
Yeah, and any of the suburbs around D.C., they're going to be packed full of people who come in, stay in hotels, metro into the city. It's going to be, on one hand, it's going to be a nightmare for traffic, but it's I think it's going to be a really amazing
worthwhile
thing to see.
Yeah. So you can't ignore this kind of stuff. But people are so weak and they sort of fall. There are very few leaders among us now. As I mentioned, I was so disappointed when the Pope did what he did over Bernard Law.
Yeah.
But he for me, was a real leader, because I don't think we have real leaders. We have people who are interested in themselves and their own advancement, that kind of stuff. And that's sort of part of the normal human condition. But we seem to, we depend on, it's okay. It's, again, we can't all be leaders and we can't all be followers. But at some point in time, you gotta make up your mind to take a stand about things that you feel strongly about. And this is something that most of us who have a conscience, and I, if you don't like the, I'm using this reference, if you're at all conscious, then it's something that, excuse me, needs to be dealt with. So, anyway, something else, this is sort of from the good news department. I am very happy when I see things like this, because I think it's the way of the world, it's the way of the future. You've heard me talk about my grandson being in preschool. He just started a few months ago when he turned 3, and it's one day a week, and the reason that his mother and father like it is because they can be teachers. They are in the school, they're in the faculty, and so they're with him and other teachers who have youngsters in this particular school. So I've been paying more attention to what's going on in this arena. I haven't had interest and haven't been close to it before, but now I notice some things, some trends, if you will. One of them is that there are a couple of hundred, actually I think 250 nature-based preschools that are popping up across the country. And a number of them just started in the last year or so. They're and this is one of those schools that where my grandson goes. A lot of outdoor activity. This has been something that the Europeans have done for quite a long time. As a matter of fact, my former wife got her training as a teacher at an infant school in a town called Kidlington, which is outside Oxford in England. And this is where this all began. It started in England and then went, it sort of has been used in France and Germany. In Germany, this is big, KinderCare, the company that's big in America, is a German company. And that's, they started with this sort of thing. It was slow to roll out here, but now, because it's picking up speed and interest, because it's really good. The evidence suggests that the connection between spending time in nature and being healthier and happier and maybe even smarter is like, hello, 2 and 2 equals 4? Duh. Why does it take some? Doesn't that just make sense to you when you think about it? It just makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah,
I'm so blessed. Megan loves, and Matthew as well, taking Matthew. Miles goes to all of the places around Los Angeles where there are things. And it's not expensive. It's just time. Do you have time for your child? They give this child so much time. And that's what it needs. The child today needs a chance to come of his or her own age, but with support. So many kids are just thrown into these things and nobody pays attention. And I'm not, you know, I'm not beating my child. Oh, my child and my grandchild and my children. Nah, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I'm learning myself, because this is a whole new experience. My circumstance when my children were growing up was entirely different. I didn't have a lot of time for my children when they were growing up, because I was busy running a business and doing my radio. I had 3 different things going on then, pretty much the same as I do now. But whether it's, you know, whatever the reason, not important now, because it doesn't make a difference. Time has passed and the kids understand what was going on. But spending time with your children, your grandchildren, and doing it in nature. He loved coming to the farm Like, I can hardly wait till he comes this summer to see what it's like, because he's more really understanding of what's going on. Animals, birds, what the trees are all about, what it's like to play in the dirt and the sand and, you know, that kind of stuff.
And as a city girl, it's funny that I'm even saying this, but getting kids outside and getting them away from video games and away from electronic stuff and just and constantly just being indoors, it's we've had at least two generations of just kids who they have vitamin D deficiencies because they're never outside in the sun and they're indoors looking at screens. It's already proven statistically, and you've talked about this too, Doug, that it creates all kinds of attention deficit issues, learning disability. It's so much stuff. And the screen time, and oh my God, you can't even go to a restaurant without seeing kids. They can't even talk to people anymore.
No, they don't talk, and they're all these damn. You go to these bars, and there are 18 television screens all around the room. You can't even. I don't go to a restaurant anymore that has televisions in it. Nope. I walk in the door, I see TVs, turn around, walk out. I don't want to. That's not why I'm going in. Maybe why you're going in if you want to watch a sports event or something.
Right.
You're by yourself, but that isn't why I go to a restaurant. I go to a restaurant to have a meal and a conversation with people that I care about.
Well, it's parents can't even. And I look, I understand. I'm not a parent. I get it. It must be hard. You don't want your kid to act up. You don't want to act. You know, have your kid act up at a restaurant or run around or whatever. But it just seems like as soon as you get to the restaurant, you plop the kid in front of a device, and then and then just hope that nothing happens. I don't know.
What kind of leadership or parenting is that?
Right?
You're the parent.
But am I wrong? I mean, you see this probably a lot.
I see it all the time.
Yeah,
I do. It's annoying as all hell.
Oh.
And I have a hard time. It's a good thing that most of the time I go out with my children because they curb my enthusiasm for saying something. It's inappropriate and it's selfish. And it's not good business for your children. It isn't. Or your grandkids.
Not to mention the fact that getting outside and playing in dirt, that actually builds
your immune system.
There's so much stuff that kids just. I love this. If I had a kid, I'd want him to go to a outdoor nature school.
Well, what are we doing to have a child? Are we working on it or not?
Not yet.
No? Too early? Still taking. No, I've been on it.
Yep, move on.
Wow.
Well, I don't want to be accused of something.
But I love the idea, though, of this natural land-based type, learning. And
fabulous.
It's a win-win all around.
Yep. Say hi to Mark Gerson, who lives outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, listening to the DJ V Show at 11 before the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minutes, I'm Tracy McRae. While just about everyone wants to live to a ripe old age, living longer isn't the only goal. Researchers are examining ways to delay the aging process, increasing not only lifespan, but health span.
So lifespan is actually how long we live. Our health span is the number of active, healthy, and productive years that are not burdened by disability, frailty, or chronic disease. So our interest is really extending those number of healthy and active years that we have in front of us.
Mayo Clinic researcher Dr. Nathan Labraster says scientists are gaining understanding of cellular senescence, or cells losing their ability to divide.
So the good news is it's no longer science fiction, and we're now starting to think about what are the trials that we can do to disrupt this process.
Researchers are working on ways to clear the damaged cells and therefore improve the health of the patient.
So not just adding years to life, but life to our years. That's really the goal.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal single replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Okay, let's get to the most important part of this program, with some people anyway. They love dogs, love cats, love their pets. Warren Eckstein loves your dog, loves your cat, loves your pet, even if it's an iguana. He likes it, talks about him on his pet show, which is airing around the country every weekend on great radio stations like many of the stations carrying this program. Warren also has a fabulous line of minerals and vitamins for your dog. If you go to, you can find them actually at Pet Show Information, HugsAndKisses.com, all over the place. Facebook, you have a nice connection to Warren and the Pet Show and to Hugs and Kisses, all of which you should support. In a moment, the real story behind the canned dog food recall, right after this.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
56 past the hour. Okay, dog owners, beware. The Smucker name, with a name like Smucker's, it has to be good. Apparently not so much. What do you know about this? You talk about this on your program all the time, these sorts of things, the foods that are contaminated with all kinds of drugs. That's what they're finding, the drugs that vets use to euthanize pets showing up in dog food. Great.
Yeah, and a lot of dogs have gotten sick, and a few have actually died. In fact, they tested 62 samples of wet dog food with different 24 different brands, really? And 24 different brands had the pentobarbital in them. So it's scary.
So they're grinding up dogs, dead dogs, and putting them in dog food too?
No, that rumor has been around for a long time. I can't substantiate it or not, but they've been talking about
horse meat.
Horse meat, cow meat, and anytime an animal is put down, and again, it's against the law, by the way. It's against the FDA to use any type of food that has any type of euthanasia drug in it, but obviously it's getting out. And with such a large company, you would think, like Smucker's, who has so many different brands of food out there for dogs, that they would be checking this on a regular basis. I'll give you an example. Some of the food companies I've worked with over the years, what they do is every single batch they make, several times it's tested before it actually goes out. So it's tested by chemists, it's tested in laboratories. In fact, some have their own. So how this has gotten away for so long is beyond me. It's just devastating to me that you no longer feel safe giving your dog or cat food that you bought at the pet store. It just makes me crazy.
This is Gravy Train, Kibbles and Bits, Skippy brands that manufacture dog food. They put peanut butter in. So I guess there is peanut butter in some of the dog food, isn't there? To make it taste good.
But peanut butter, yeah, but a lot of peanut butter has stuff in it that the dog shouldn't be eating. I'm trying to sweetener in it that has, I can't think of the name of it right off the top of my head. So yeah, it's just absolutely crazy that this is going on nowadays. And we've had this before, the poisoning of dogs with from China a few years ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the solution is. I mean, I have, pet foods that I work with that I'm very careful about, and I know they check them out very carefully. And I guess the best thing people can do is just go to the companies or go to consumer affairs and check out on the products before they feed it to their pet. It's scary that you have to do that, though, Doug.
Yeah. What do you think of growing human organs for transplants in sheep? There's a new sheep human hybrid embryo that's supposed to help boost organ supplies. What could go wrong? What could possibly go wrong with this?
People walking around going, bah, bah. That's all I can visualize. And then we have to shear them now when
my God.
You know what? There's so much scientific stuff going on. It's kind of like scaring me. It really makes me scared. But anyway,
What's the movie that's about this kind of stuff? Isn't there a movie about using organs from animals to go into humans, seems to me. There are not enough organs, though, to go around, so it's a big business for, I think it's Sanofi. They're headquartered here in Framingham, as a matter of fact, doing all of this research. So, bye-bye.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.